This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in California are expected to update California's worst mass shooting in more than 20 years. A child and three others were found dead on Thursday in Orange County. Gunfire ringing out at an office building around dinner time. The suspect was shot and is in custody in the hospital. All eyes will be back on the trial of an ex-Minneapolis police officer this morning. This is the fourth day of witnesses testifying against Derek Chauvin, who stands accused of killing George Floyd last May. One of the witnesses testifying, Cup Food employee Christopher Martin, describes why he believed the $20 bill Floyd gave him was counterfeit.
When I saw the bill, I noticed that it had a blue pigment to it, kind of how a $100 bill will have, and I found that odd, so I assumed that it was fake.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A black man is facing charges accused of a violent attack on a defenseless Asian woman in Midtown New York City on Monday. 38-year-old Brandon Elliott is being charged with an assault as a hate crime. The NYPD saying the video attack on social media got 4 million impressions and also helped in retrieving tips from the public. Elliott already on parole for the fatal stabbing of his mother-in-law. Republican Congressman from New York, Nicole Meliotakis, says some of the state's policies are leading to violent criminals being released.
The policies being put in place are allowing individuals who are dangerous, who have criminal records, who have been convicted of serious crimes like murder, rape, to be released back onto the street.
Major League Baseball is back. Today is opening day, and unlike last year, teams will play 162 games. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Reaction coming in to President Biden's infrastructure plan.
The $2.25 trillion proposal includes provisions for improvements in transportation, water systems, broadband access, and job training. In order to pay for it, President Biden is also proposing a hike in the corporate tax rate from 21% up to 28%. But some say that funding the plan with tax hikes will ultimately hurt American workers. Neil Bradley is the executive vice president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and tells Fox News that raising the corporate tax rate will make American companies less competitive and cost the country jobs.
You may be able to pay for this with the massive tax increases that have been proposed, but they're going to make U.S. companies much less competitive. It will make the American tax code less competitive than it was internationally, even during the Obama administration. And all of that means fewer American jobs.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Firefighters are continuing to make progress on containing wildfires in the Black Hills of South Dakota that forced the evacuation of more than 400 homes. Two fires burning southwest of Rapid City, including one inside the grounds of Mount Rushmore National Memorial, which remains closed. Firefighters saying strong winds and drought conditions fueled the wildfires in North Dakota. A downed power line also helps start the fire. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, one of the key things is that there has to be freedom of speech. We must push back on the cancel culture. It's even in their best interest. They don't know it. They think that they're exerting power and somehow they're winning the debate. There's really no debate. You can't have a debate, Paul Kengor, if you're just a party of one. It's just not functional and not operative, is it?
Well, that's right. And really, I mean, that's what Democrats, it's what liberals want. They want to be a party of one. And, you know, this H.R. 1, the talk of that and about how who was it? It was Senator Mike Lee. Mm. I heard him on Mark Levin's show last week, Bill, and he was talking about PRI, the Institutional Revolutionary Party in Mexico, and about how it held power almost the entirety of the 20th century in Mexico. And, you know, he was saying that's what we're threatened with in the United States, with the way that these voter laws are changed, lack of voter ID, mail-in balloting. And, you know, you could end up in a situation like that, not through totalitarianism, but just through changes in the ballot box.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But with liberals generally in the cancel culture, and Bill, we've known this for years. I mean, you and I have complained about it. We as conservatives have complained about it. They use phrases like diversity and tolerance. And yet it's the exact opposite of what they practice. And it's, you know, they absolutely.
Well, they're redefining hypocrisy and taking it to a classic level, aren't they?
Yeah. They say they want diversity. They say they want tolerance. But if you disagree with them, they shut you down. And they cancel you. That's the new word that's come out in the last two or three years. I mean, they're really intellectual brutes. You disagree with them, they savage you. They don't just want to disagree with you. They want to flat out destroy you.
Yeah. And you're being very kind by referring to them as intellectual in the same sentence. Those are oxymorons because
it's not intellectual at all, right?
No, not at all.
It's very emotional. It's very emotionally driven, and it's funny. I was thinking about this just earlier this morning. The first time ever, Bill, that I got called a racist was when I wrote an article it was a letter to the editor of my student newspaper at the University of Pittsburgh, the Pitt News, and it was defending Ronald Reagan on the homeless issue. I was this innocent pre-med major. I wasn't political at all. And I was kind of tuning in the campus debates, and I thought, why are these liberals protesting? Why are they blaming Ronald Reagan for the homeless problem?
Yeah.
And so I did this kind of independent investigation. I called the local homeless shelter. I wrote this letter to the editor, and the opinion page editor called me. We didn't have email in those days. It was late 1980s. And he said, hey, I really like this. I'd like to turn it into a column. And I said, oh, great. Yeah, I was kind of flattered.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, right? And he ran it in the newspaper, and I, letters to the editor poured in. I was getting called a racist, and I thought, why are they calling me a racist? I didn't even write about race.
Right.
There's nothing about race in here. In fact, the homeless lady that I used as an example, it was a white woman who was on the corner that, by the way, the liberals made fun of, right?
Mm. Yeah, of course.
And her great compassion. And that was, so people who say today, oh yeah, you'll get called a racist today for anything you say that you disagree with liberals on, including what's going on in Georgia, whatever, you know, hey, that's nothing new.
They've
been doing this for over 30 years. It's far worse now because the people that came out of our universities are now running America. Mm. But you disagree with them, and they want to ruin your life.
Yeah,
as they walk around, you know, championing diversity and tolerance and dialogue, and yeah, you know, not none of it's true. They are you know, intellectual, emotional brutes.
Mm. Well, we've been referring to it for over a decade, Paul, as the spirit of invalidation. It really is a spirit. It's an evil spirit.
Yeah.
And this is what is overtaken. We call it today, you know, the cancel culture. But it is not driven by anything godly and holy and elevating. If anything, like you said, it wants to steal the minds of, you know, some really otherwise smart people. And they're not catching it. I mean, Jordan Peterson yourself said the same thing. We can become so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. And this is what's going on right now. I mean, look what's happening in the social media sphere. I mean, they cannot, they not only want Donald Trump dead. I mean, he's mostly dead, but let's just really make him dead as far as Twitter is concerned, any social media outlets. I mean, he does an interview with his daughter-in-law, and Facebook scrubs that. I mean, they can't handle it. And so Donald Trump says, okay, fine, look it, I'm going to start my own social media platform. And there's other platforms. Mike Lindell's starting one. There's a group that I'm a little bit involved because I was invited to be one of the speakers for the 17th annual Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast, which is just going to be awesome. And, you know, Pat Boone, Ann Graham Lotz, Jonathan Kahn, Kevin Sorbo, Tony Perkins, Alveda King. I mean, what I'm doing associated with this group is by the grace of God and hand of God only. But it's really an honor to be associated with this group of people at this Vero Beach Conference. And what they've done is they've got some really sharp people that are opening up a portal that'll be, you know, for conservatism and for intellectual thought. I mean, there's not going to be any room for any pornography or anything violent or vile. You know, it's going to be pretty well controlled, but it looks like conservatives are starting to get what we've been begging for a long time, Paul, you and I, and that is to have an outlet that we're not having to deal with this cancel culture and that wants to erase and eradicate our thoughts.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, speaking of the spirit of the Michael Walsh, by the way, in his book, The Devil's Pleasure Palace, calls it the unholy left.
Mm.
And I wrote a piece for Crisis Magazine a few weeks ago called The Devil and Facebook. They banned advertising for my book, The Devil and Karl Marx,
yes,
on Facebook. And the advertisements, and this is perfect to be talking about this on Holy Thursday,
yes,
the advertisements are placed by my publisher, which is TAN Books. And a lot of people listening, TAN, which is an acronym, T-A-N, TAN Books has been around forever. I mean, they publish all these classic books in Catholicism, translations, probably the oldest Catholic publishing house other than maybe Ignatius Press, mm-hmm, Our Sunday Visitor. And in addition to canceling my book on The Devil and Karl Marx, They also refused advertising for Cary Grass's book on Mary, Mother of Jesus.
Wow, yeah.
And another book on Motherhood Redeemed. And my favorite example of all, this is, believe it or not, Bill, people could see this at the Crisis piece, The Devil on Facebook. They actually banned advertising for a book on Stations of the Cross.
Oh, wow.
For children. And if you look at the ad which is posted up there, we put a screenshot of it. Facebook said that it violates their sensational content policy. The
wow.
Stations of the Cross for Kids.
What are they going to do when they find out the tomb's empty? How sensational is that?
Right. Talk about sensational, right? That's really offend them.
Without a doubt. He's the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Dr. Paul Ken Gore is with us, and we're going to talk about Maundy Thursday. That is the day of the Holy Week. Stay with us. We've got more from Paul after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the languages people were born to speak. People across the world are desperate for love, hope, and relationship. The Tide radio programs broadcasting the love of Jesus over the airwaves are helping to overcome huge barriers to hope, and they're instrumental in leading people into a relationship with Jesus that's not affected by physical distancing. In Thailand, the Tide Ministry is spreading the hope of Christ even further by sharing daily devotionals in the Assam language through social media. These short devotional recordings offer daily encouragement to our followers, who can easily share them by forwarding the devotionals to others. The Tide Ministry partners are working to develop 365 of these messages so that Thai listeners may hear a unique devotional every day of the year. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging listeners and leading them into a hope-filled relationship with Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Okay, We the People are coming together. I think we're just about had it. We're beyond our last nerve with this cancel culture and all this stuff that's going on. And, you know, as I mentioned, I'm in California, and this is, as Dr. Paul Ken Gore was saying earlier,
the effects of a one-party state, one-party thought, you know, unanimity of thought. I mean, this is so antithetical to our Constitution and our God-given rights. I mean, God didn't put us in some, a cookie cutter and just, have a bunch of Paul Ken Gores. That's not the way it is. It's not the way it's supposed to work. It's not God-honoring. And the people who know better, people of faith, have got to come together and take a stand. I'm excited, Paul, that there are people now that are able to bring the funding and utilize the monies to where we can have an outlet, where the president now is going to have a voice again, and I think this is going to be to the injury of Facebook and Twitter. I mean, can you imagine an entity canceling the president, former president of the United States? I mean, this is unheard of.
Yeah. Well, that's where they are, and I just hope that enough people feel this way that they'll leave Facebook and they'll leave some of these other places, but they probably won't, right? It's kind of like, people continue to buy Disney,
regardless
of what Disney does, and let me say too, I am kind of conflicted on that point. I met somebody at a conference in Cleveland about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and she came up to me and she kind of read me the riot act. She said, you should not be pulling out of Twitter. We need people on Twitter to engage and take. And I said, yeah, you're right. I agree with that. And I don't use Twitter anyway, but to her point, I think that's true. So I think and here again, talking kind of Holy Thursday, the Easter Triduum, I think of what St. Paul said, right? Of what Peter did, what St. Peter did. They went to the Gentiles. They crossed the Mediterranean, right? They went and they talked to the other side. You're not going to change the other side unless you engage with them. So I understand that. But at the same time, if those platforms get so bad that they're actually completely blocking voices and canceling them and putting them out altogether, you've got to create alternative platforms.
Exactly. Well,
no other choice.
And to her point, I agree in spirit to what she's saying. I mean, she makes a good point. But if you're going to get canceled, then you got to be prepared for alternatives. And clearly that's what they're doing.
Right.
So it's like, okay, here's what's happening. And meanwhile, what people know, I mean, you've got these other forces that are taking place, right now the communist Chinese have their tentacles involved in everything that's sports, everything that's entertainment. It seems like every aspect of our culture, the communist Chinese are involved, and it's not to further our constitutional beliefs and that light on the hill.
Well, and thinking again of the examples of publishing, my publisher, Tan Books, publishers like that, if they start banning your advertising, what are you going to do? I mean,
exactly.
You're going to have to just simply advertise at your own website, right? But most people that want to buy a book from Tan Books, they just go to Amazon. Now, fortunately, Amazon has been good to me. They haven't given me any trouble. But look at our friend Ryan Anderson, right, Bill?
Yes, right, exactly.
Yeah, his book, When Harry Became Sally, which is a colorful title, right, that grabs you, but it's a very scholarly book, heavily footnoted. Ryan went to Princeton. I mean, you read that book, I mean, the biology, the genetics.
Right.
The guy is, he has a PhD, and he's really super smart. It's a very thoughtful book. And Amazon will ban that, but they don't ban Mein Kampf, right? they don't ban the Communist Manifesto. I bet if Democratic Socialists of America wanted to advertise the Communist Manifesto on Facebook, that wouldn't be banned, right?
Yeah, but not a problem.
Ban advertising for the devil and Karl Marx.
Yeah.
So this stuff going on, I would tell people listening that, and I'm doing this in my own personal life, find alternative sources, not just platforms, even income sources, right?
Exactly. You're going to have to, because they're doing everything they can to, to vacate your ability to earn an income and to even find a job.
That's right. They'll get you fired.
Yes.
I mean, they'll come after you. They want you punished.
Mm-hmm.
They want you done, finished,
yes.
Ended.
Yeah.
And you look at a couple years ago, a friend and I were emailing about this yesterday. Remember Kate Smith?
Oh, yes.
A couple years ago. That one's already gone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's saying, God bless America. At Philadelphia, the Spectrum where the Flyers play, they used to play that before the games. they're not playing Kate Smith anymore. They dragged her statue away, right? That one sort of came and went. Dr. Seuss, gone, right?
Yes, oh, right, exactly.
Mr.
Potato Head. Oh, my goodness, what are we going to do without Mr. Potato? I mean, there's nothing sacred anymore.
Gone with the wind, right? Even one of my favorite stations, channels on TV, Turner Classic Movies, is engaging in this garbage now.
Oh, yeah.
And you watch Gone with the Wind. Part of what always fascinated me about Gone with the Wind were the black characters.
Exactly.
Right? You talk about strong women, right?
Mm, yes,
and,
right.
And I used to watch that with my kids, and I would say, man, I'll tell you what, of course, look how terrible the slavery is, but I wonder if slaves really talked back and this strongly to Miss Scarlet.
Right. I know nothing about birthing no babies, Miss Scarlet. Yeah, exactly.
She refers to white people as white trash, right?
Right. Yes.
It's great. You're laughing when you hear that. Just because these movies represent a period in time, they're not advocacy. Right?
Exactly.
Watch this thing, I'm going to watch Gone with the Wind because I want slavery.
I wasn't bigoted until I watched Gone with the Wind. You know?
It's amazing.
It's kind of amazing transformation took place. We've got about 3 minutes left here, Dr. Paul Ken Gore. Maundy Thursday of this most holy week. What does it mean for Christians around the world?
Well, it's the 3-day Triduum, as they call it, not just the Roman Catholic Church, but other churches, and Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and then Easter Sunday, and interrupted only by Saturday, which is the really solemn day where Christ was laid in the tomb. Right? But Holy Thursday, a lot of different churches today, they do the feet washing, they do the Last Supper. And it sets up the agonizing 24 hours to come, where Christ goes before the Sanhedrin, goes to Pontius Pilate, is denied witnesses, false testimony. He's betrayed by Judas. In fact, that would have already happened at the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's denied by Peter three times. You know, apply that to Catholics considered Peter the first pope, right?
Right.
It just shows that even those closest to Jesus, Peter, you are the rock on which I will build my church. It shows the human frailty of men. So this sets up for what happens tomorrow, Good Friday. And I always tell people if they will treat the Son of God that way, if human beings will treat the Son of God that way, don't be surprised if they're unfair to you, right?
Jesus was clear. That's what he said, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And he said, if you want to follow me, pick up your cross and carry it daily.
Exactly.
And that's something that we all have to do. We all have to suffer. It's part of the Christian life. It's part of the human life. It's what it means to live in this world.
And the other part for me on this day was the spirit of humility. You know, Jesus, as you mentioned, washing the feet. And the other, of course, is what he left us with in terms of the Eucharist, the celebration of the Eucharist.
And accepting death on a cross, right?
Exactly,
it's no greater love than to give one's life for one's friends. No greater love than to give one's life for his enemies. Mm-hmm. And in fact, no greater love than to have the only human being who ever lived who was without sin, right? Who, 100% human, 100% divine, Jesus.
Yes.
He, of all people, who's perfect, who never sinned, to be crucified by sinners. So,
an incredible gift when you think about it, exactly. And we also, one of our guests brought up the other day that, why is it that, this is such an incredible celebration? Easter, so holy, but yet we seem to spend more time on Christmas than we do on Easter. Maybe because it's been, it hasn't been franchised like Christmas.
Right, right.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, Christmas has become completely secular.
Dr. Paul Ken Gore, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care. Happy Easter.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Boss, pick up is at 7?
See, we gotta hustle. Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in California are expected to update California's worst mass shooting in more than 20 years. A child and three others were found dead on Thursday in Orange County. Gunfire ringing out at an office building around dinner time. The suspect was shot and is in custody in the hospital. All eyes will be back on the trial of an ex-Minneapolis police officer this morning. This is the fourth day of witnesses testifying against Derek Chauvin, who stands accused of killing George Floyd last May. One of the witnesses testifying, Cup Food employee Christopher Martin, describes why he believed the $20 bill Floyd gave him was counterfeit.
When I saw the bill, I noticed that it had a blue pigment to it, kind of how a $100 bill will have, and I found that odd, so I assumed that it was fake.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
All these things that matter for you and yours, thank you for joining us as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. In a world that wants to abandon the truth, turn its back on the truth. Jesus said one point in front of Pontius Pilate, talked about the truth. And Pontius Pilate, I have this sense that he really wanted to know the truth, and he was anguished by being so confused to not know the truth. And there he is standing before the very truth, the manifestation of truth himself, and that his deepest questions could have been answered right there on the spot, and he missed it. He missed his appointed time in much the same way that Israel, the Jews, missed their appointed time when Jesus came into Jerusalem on that day, on Palm Sunday. And this is what's happening throughout the Holy Week. There's these appointed times. And even now, to this very day, there are appointed times for people, for listeners, for you out there right now that are hearing about Easter Sunday. And all I can say and pray for you is that you not miss your appointed time. Because for God to deliver his Son as the redemptive solution for original sin, and for us in any capacity or any way to ignore it and purposely turn our back on that, is a price that cannot be paid by us. It can only be paid by Jesus Christ himself. This is why Jesus had to come to save us. And Dr. Jerry Newcomb, I want to bring you on here right now to talk about this, because the impact of Jesus coming and the appointed times as the clock of salvation was ticking, as he entered this universe, and the thing is, I still have this sense that the clock is ticking on our appointed times. Dr. Jerry Newcomb is the executive director of the Providence Forum, an offshoot of the D. James Kennedy Ministry. And Jerry, appreciate you, you know, coming on the show to talk about this.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be with you again.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts?
Well, I think that as bad as the news often seems to be, the resurrection of Christ, the historical bodily resurrection of Christ, changes everything. I think, in a sense, Bill, use an analogy from World War II. All right?
Mm-hmm.
In 1942, in I believe it was May, maybe it was June. Anyway, we had the Battle of Midway. Mm-hmm. And in that battle, by God's providence, the American, fleet, the Navy and those planes made such a difference that we won the Battle of Midway, and it really, truly was the turning point of the war. It was only a matter of time because we, by God's providence, we sunk four aircraft carriers of the Japanese. You don't just turn around and make a carrier overnight.
Exactly.
Anyway, in retrospect, we can see clearly that was the turning point of the war. Mm. It was only a matter of time before America won. Now, between that time and VJ Day, Victory Over Japan Day, there were lots of Americans killed and other Allied forces in the fight against Imperial Japan. And, you know, there was a lot to go on. I think in a sense that with the crucifixion of Christ and the resurrection, we see that the victory of Jesus over Satan, but Satan is still alive and well and living on planet Earth, you know, to use some phrase from a book in the 1970s, and wreaking a lot of havoc. The book of Revelation says that he is full of fury because he knows his time is short.
He's drawing near. Yep, exactly.
No, but the bottom line is we're like living in that time period between Midway and the
VJ Day.
Same thing about July 4th, 1863. July 4th, 1863. What a significant day as Americans celebrated independence on that particular day, 1863. It was the day after the Northern victory, the Union victory at Gettysburg, and it was the day after the surrender of Vicksburg in the Western Theater. So, it was only a matter of time between, the rebellion against the Union was going to be completely uprooted and defeated. And it was. It was. But there were a lot of people killed.
Yes.
After the victory in Gettysburg and the victory at Vicksburg. So the point is, though, I'm just using that as an analogy, and some people might not like these analogies if they don't agree with whatever, but the bottom line is through the cross and through the resurrection, Jesus has conquered the world, and the winning side is to belong to Jesus. Now, sometimes it doesn't feel like that. Sometimes it seems like, man, Satan is winning all over the place. I mean, just this week, Holy Week, as Christians around the world celebrate and honor Jesus Christ because of what he accomplished on that first Holy Week 2,000 years ago, one of the key videos seen by millions of people was some sort of Satan-promoting video by some rapper or whatever. I've never heard of him before this, and now he's selling shoes.
Right.
That have blood in them, and they're Satan shoes, is what he's calling them. The 666. They're very expensive, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're Nike's brand, but he had a drop of human blood put somewhere on the shoes.
Well, and Nike, so, Nike is suing them because they don't want the association
Nike's
with
like,
their
hey,
brand.
We don't want anything to do with this. You know, as politically correct as Nike is, it's like, no, we don't want to do this. This isn't us,
It was a blood drop too far, I think, for Nike then, probably.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, what this really calls for is for God's people to be patient. right. and to be faithful and to just keep doing the right things, you know, by God's grace. Occupy until I come, said yes. Jesus. Yeah. Occupy until I come. And be busy about our Father's business, which involves, you know, both the responsibility of evangelism and discipleship, but also it involves, you know, civic responsibility, being salt and light in the culture. There are a lot of times where there are active Christians who are active as a witness to the world, but they've sort of given up on this world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jesus taught us to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth
yes.
as it is in heaven. And slowly the Lord is building his kingdom. Yes, there are some regresses here and there, but he is slowly building his kingdom, and history is marching toward its inevitable conclusion.
Exactly.
Which is the second coming of Christ.
Amen. And I talk about, you know, there's this movement, Jerry, for a one-world government. And I say the ultimate one-world government is coming soon and very soon. And that's where the King of Kings and Lord of Lords reigns. I mean, man has an idea, and typical of Satan, he always comes up with that counterfeit. And as a friend of mine pointed out, you always have the illegitimate before the legitimate, you know, as you're pointing out, and when you look back on history. So, you know, there's going to be fake everything, you know, fake news, fake stuff, fake, you know, Jesus said there would be fake messiahs coming up. Don't listen to them because, you know, the true test of it all is you'll know them by their fruit. You know, what is it that they're producing? And I mean, we don't need the mainstream media to understand, you know, what's going on. Just a little bit of discernment can tell you really quick what they're producing. Is it godly? Does it produce righteousness? Are the people, as the Bible says, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice? Are they rejoicing, you know, down on the southern border? I don't see them rejoicing right now. I think there's a lot of chaos and people upset because it's anything but holy and righteous happening down there on the southern border.
Amen.
Just case in point. Dr. Jerry Newcomb is with us, and we'll talk more about this just miraculous holiday. That is just a holiday and a holy day and a holy week. And we're talking about Easter and how the left and progressives and those that want to capture the narrative, as they've always tried to, but the tomb is still empty. Stay with us. We got more.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rate subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for initial cost information.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
It not only has to be alive, but it has to be activated. But you got to know where you stand. And having done all to stand, you keep standing. Now, you hear this, and sometimes it may sound trite in Christianese, that we're standing on the rock. And that rock is God, and who is trustworthy time and time again. God said exactly what was going to happen on Easter. He said all along, from that moment when original sin entered into the universe, God said, I've got a plan. I mean, it is amazing when you think about this, Jerry. Right at that moment, as God is rendering justice to Adam and Eve, he tells them that, yes, you know, there are consequences to your sin. Here's all the stuff that's going to happen, but I want you to know, I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to get you, because the Garden of Eden and heaven and being in my presence, this is what you were designed for, and this is where you need to be. And here it is. You know, thousands of years later, the redemptive plan is played out exactly as God had said it was going to be played out. It wasn't theoretical. You know, Jesus, and I keep sharing this with this audience because, you know, the revelation of this just so blew me away, Jerry, that, when Jesus was on that donkey coming into Jerusalem, it was at the exact time that God said it was going to happen. I mean, how, you know, like that's just going to be some, you know, kind of happenstantial event? Or was this exactly orchestrated? And here we are, you know, Thursday of Holy Week, and what happened in Thursday of Holy Week in terms of the institution of the Holy Eucharist, and God, Jesus himself reminding everybody about servanthood, and that, you know, it will be the least that will be greatest. It will be he that serves as opposed to one being served that will be honored in God's kingdom, right?
Yes. And, you know, the interesting thing about this whole thing is that throughout the ages, so many people, not even famous people, but famous people, infamous people, unfamous people, just non-entities almost, you know, as far as the world is concerned, have put their faith in Jesus and basically have changed the world and continue to change the world. And I think that's so cool. And I think their faith, though, in the facts of human history, the facts surrounding, for example, the life of Christ, his ministry, but his death on behalf of sinners, and then his resurrection, his historical bodily resurrection. This makes such a huge difference.
Yeah.
And I wrote about this recently, and I mentioned near the end, I mentioned how the promise of Christ's resurrection meant a lot to George Washington.
Yes,
as an example.
Right.
George Washington's not insignificant. He's the founder of America. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Mount Vernon and you can see behind his tomb and that of Martha, you see this chisel in stone, this promise. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11:25. This is a promise Jesus made at the graveside of Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. And anyway, these words, this promise meant a lot to the father of our country. Mm-hmm. And earlier in his life, when George Washington was a young man, he was part of a battle during the French and Indian War.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the only officer, either on the British or the American side. At that time, Britain and America were fighting together with the help of some Indian groups. And then in opposition was the French army and other Indian groups. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, during this time, near Pittsburgh, modern-day Pittsburgh, at the Monongahela River, and every single officer died except George Washington. That is, every single British and American officer died.
Mm.
And George Washington even had 4 bullet holes in his cloak, but he was not hit. And he also had 2 horses shot and killed underneath him. And so, I mean, it was very, very dangerous. Well, that night, the night of that massacre, since there was no chaplain available, George Washington himself led the service for the overall General Edward Braddock of Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington used the Book of Common Prayer, 1662, which was his favorite version. I mean, he used it. He used that book all the time, read that book all the time, as well as the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And he read promises like this. The service begins. It's called the Order for the Burial of the Dead in the Book of Common Prayer. And it begins with the words of Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
Mm-hmm.
And then that service goes on to quote Job and St. Paul. For example, I know that my Redeemer lives and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. And then after that, he read from a psalm. And after that, he read from the resurrection chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, which is the most encouraging chapter just about in the whole Bible, all about how Christ indeed bodily rose from the dead, and what a difference that makes in our lives and in our world. And this is something that really strengthened George Washington. If you look at his service to our country, even before we were a country, he was very bold, not reckless, but he was definitely bold and confident in the Lord. And God in his providence helped him over
exactly.
and over and over. Even that after that massacre of 1755, when George Washington was 23 years old, he wrote a letter to his half-brother, Augustine. And he said, you know, basically, it was like the old Mark Twain line, you know, the rumors that I am dead or that
my demise,
God,
yes, right.
are greatly exaggerated. but anyway, the point of all this is that faith in Jesus Christ emboldens people to do great things and things that really bless the rest of the world, even if the rest of the world hates us. And right now, you know, Bill, George Washington, as a hero, is being dethroned in the minds and hearts of many people, but they don't realize, you know, okay, here's a guy that was fourth-generation slave owner. He was born into that arrangement. He continued with that arrangement, and by the time of his death, he decided this is so wrong that he stopped the cycle.
Exactly.
And he freed his slaves. And he gets no credit for that. You see, with the left, there's no forgiveness. There's no redemption. Mm-hmm. And it was just crazy because they're full of sins too. Yeah, well, we need redemption. We all need redemption. Amen. It's like the story from John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, 250 years ago. He was dialoguing with the founder of this colony, which became the state of Georgia, General Oglethorpe. And General Oglethorpe said, "I never forgive and I never forget." And John Wesley responded, "Well then, sir, you better never sin."
Yes. Wow. Boy, that hits the spot, doesn't it? But I so appreciate your command of history and recall. And this is a great, great article about George Washington. For those in our audience, you need to check out Jerry's writings. Jerry, how can they, find this writing? Where do they go so that they can be blessed and encouraged about the truth of history? And what an incredible leader George Washington was, and he was not one to feign away from the hand of divine providence. Throughout his writings, he often refers to the hand of divine providence, right?
Yeah, absolutely. JerryNewcombe.com. Newcombe is spelled N-E-W-C-O-M-B-E. Mm-hmm. We also contribute heavily to the website providenceforum.org. Dr. Peter Loback, with whom I had the privilege to write the book, George Washington, Sacred Fire, and he founded Providence Forum, so there's many articles from him as well. Dr. Frank Wright is the president of Dr. D. James Kennedy Ministries. Actually, it's just D. James Kennedy Ministries. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Dr. Frank Wright has a lot of commentaries, and you can see the videos that we produce for the ministry. And that's at djkm.org.
Well, Jerry,
ministries.org.
Right. Well, you talk about, the effect that Jesus' death had. And, there was before Sunday, there was Friday. And what was happening in the minds of the apostles? Roma Downey and Mark Burnett have produced an outstanding movie on the resurrection that is just being released in time for this Easter season. And it really addresses this. It addresses, the human condition, the human confusion of here it is, yeah, everything that they thought Jesus was going to be, and it felt like he wasn't. And their consternation, it's very powerful, very well done.
Yeah, and, the thing is, these were human beings. They had put all their eggs in this one basket, the Jesus movement. And now it seemed like that was a bad risk. It was a bad, it didn't work. All the eggs broke, it seemed, as the basket fell. Even one of them, Judas Iscariot, went so far he betrayed Jesus, cashed in.
Lost faith.
Changed. Yeah. Peter and Andrew and all those disciples, and it was the resurrection of Christ.
Yeah, look at the suffering of each of the apostles, what they went through, probably except for John. The way they all died. I mean, they all died martyr's death.
John was persecuted.
Exactly.
John was persecuted. Didn't die a martyr's death, but he was persecuted.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And what were they persecuted for? Their proclamation: Jesus died for sinners and rose again from the dead.
Amen.
And he's coming next day.
And the tomb is still empty, Dr. Jerry Newcombe. Happy Easter to you, buddy. God bless. Appreciate it.
You too. Happy Resurrection Day. Thanks. God bless.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.